now you're working a lot with families with adolescent-age children.
Uh-huh.
By the time children are adolescent, is it important to have laid a lot of that groundwork? I mean, and that is a point in their lives generally, at least in our culture, where we think of children really separating, I mean, really stressing their independence from their parents and struggling a bit, pushing at that. How might being with children that kind of age be different from being with younger children where, you know, let's say the idea of introducing a prayer at bedtime could probably be met with curiosity, if not with, you know, with a total embrace, you know, where that relationship is much more fluid and malleable, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Ideally, those kinds of patterns have been established when the child is young, and so they're natural and normal. And it is definitely more difficult to introduce new traditions or spiritual patterns, you know, when a child's an adolescent. And there's no question that the adolescents do begin to define themselves more autonomously, and they don't spend as much time with their parents. What's very interesting in some research that we've just completed, one of my students just finished her master's thesis, and we looked at conversation between parents and adolescents and what they said about that. I asked them, you know, when you talk about faith together, how does it go? What do you talk about? Where does that happen? What are the dynamics of that? And what's interesting is that adolescents do spend less time with their parents, but they very much still look to their parents, and they love to talk with their parents as long as their parents don't dominate and don't insist on preaching, and as long as the conversation is a dialogue and the parents are honestly seeking to understand their adolescent kids, and they're not just falling back into sort of a preaching mode, then the kids very much enjoy that. And what's interesting is one of the main factors that tends to have been shown that allows for adolescents to come to share this similar kind of a faith with their parents or decide to stay involved in their faith community is the quality of the conversation between the parents and the children.
Really?
And obviously. Yeah, many parents don't know how to shift gears between talking with a child and then talking with an adolescent. And those who learn to listen more, to kind of let the youth set the agenda for the discussion, not to give too long of answers, to really seek to listen rather than to speak more than anything. The kids love the conversations. They say that it helps them define their identity as a person of faith, and it makes a big difference in how well the parents and the children get along.